But this evening, I want us to shift focus slightly and start dealing with the things that has to do with the spiritual aspect of it. So we dealt with the wisdom, I told us, the morning, and then we'll deal with the things that prayer will have to deal with. Amen? So we are going to flow. Is that okay? We are going to flow. Just be flexible. We are going to flow as we go along. Praise God. Psalm 128, the Bible says from verse 1 to 6. Psalm 128, from 1 to 6. Just going to share a couple of scriptures. And this is what he says. He says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Can we do it in the New King James? The English is a bit more modern, if we can. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Thank you very much. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. It says, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. He said, blesses everyone who fears the Lord. And he goes on to start to describe what will happen. It shall be well with you. It says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine at the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around the table. Behold, this is how the man who fears the Lord will be blessed. In other words, it is actually the purpose of God. It is the purpose of God that your family life, my family life, becomes fruitful. And so he describes that this is what will happen. This is one of the blessings that will come to the one who fears the Lord. It is the purpose of God. And as we learned this morning, I believe in the first service, because even the devil knows the significance of the institution called marriage and family, he will do anything to attack that institution. Because he knows that if that marriage works, it has generational impact. It's going to raise another generation that would going to, you know, give him trouble. And so he will fight it. He will fight it. That's nothing new. That's why the battle comes time and time and time again. Because sometimes, even for those of us who are married, sometimes we don't realize how much power we have at our disposal. And the devil knows our potential, so he will fight you. He will do anything to make sure it doesn't work. Because when it works, he's in trouble. When it works, he's in trouble. The writer who wrote Ecclesiastes, King Solomon, who described himself as the preacher, said in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12, he said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Let me even stop there, just 9 and 10. He said, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. But guess what? Two can only have a better reward for their labor if they are working together. When you have two and they are not working together, sometimes they can be worse off. They can be worse off than one, because they will fight one another instead. And because even the devil knows this principle, when people come together as husband and wife, he will ensure that they don't work together. Because he knows that when you come together, he's in trouble. So he will do anything to make sure that he creates that level of discord, that level of disunity. So that as long as you are not working together, he's fine. But we are not ignorant of his devices. Amen? We are not ignorant of his devices. Yes, many are the attacks. Many are the attacks that homes go through. Many are the attacks that both single and married people go through. But our weapons are superior. Our weapons are superior. So it is not for us to be scared of the attacks we are going through. No. We are just identifying them, knowing very well that we have superior weapons to deal with them. You know, Paul wrote to the Corinthians and he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he said in from verse 3 to 6, he said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Our battle is not physical. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Brethren, we have the ammunition. We already have the ammunition. We are not supposed to be scared of the devil. We have the ammunition, mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. There are certain thoughts that have prevailed that are not in line with God's word. And tonight, we need to bring that thought to the obedience of Christ. Because if you allow those thoughts to prevail, very soon it starts to influence our decisions. And that is where you hear people say, the world is coming into the church. What they mean is that the world system of thinking is beginning to influence people in the house of God. This ought not to be so. Every thought that is contrary to the will of God, every thought that is contrary to his word and his ways, we want to bring it right down to the obedience of Christ. Amen. So that your life, whether you are single or married, will not be determined by the world's system. The world says, if he feels right, he must be right. The world says, do whatever you want to do in order to satisfy yourself. That's the world's thinking. After all, it is your life. Interestingly speaking, it's not actually your life. You only have to listen to Paul speaking to the Corinthians and you will understand. He said, in fact, do you not know that even your body is not your own? It is the temple of God. So there is these things that are battling us from everywhere. But tonight, you and I are going to do some battle. Amen. That is why I want to share this short exhortation with you under that title, Fight for Your Family. Because it's a battle. The battle lines are drawn and we've got to be ready to do the warfare. Whether you are married or single, there are things that are set against you because the devil knows that when you walk into God's will and purpose for your life, you will come back and give him trouble. And that is why he's trying to frustrate you. There are some people who, quite frankly, you know, sometimes when you think about them, even as pastors, it worries us that there are some people who you know are living right. They are doing all the right things. They desire to get married, yet it's not happening. And sometimes, can I share a secret for you? Sometimes even the pastor, you look at this person and think, what kind of prayer have I not prayed? Why is it that it's not working for this person? Because you look at them and you know that they are doing their very best. They are doing all the right things. But it's not happening. Tonight, whatever is speaking against that person's marriage, we are going to cancel it in Jesus' name. Because when it gets to that level, you can no longer just explain it away. Something ought to be broken. Something ought to give way. Something ought to shift. We cannot be continuing generational trends that are not helpful. That what happened to your great grandfather's family, he continues in your grandfather continues in your father, and it's now it's your turn. Tonight we are going to change that trend. They may not have had any fruitful marriage for 5 generations. Now you have shown up. Guess what? Because of the blood of Jesus that was shed at the cross of Calvary, a new covenant was cut, and now you are a beneficiary of that covenant. In fact, because You are a beneficiary of that covenant. Let me tell you something. You are actually connected to a new blood. You've heard people say, oh, blood is thicker than water. It depends on which way you are looking at it. Because if you introduce the blood of Christ into the equation, it changes everything. What you are calling blood based on biological descent. When I get born again, now I'm adopted into the family of God. There's a new blood that now speaks for me. It's the blood of Christ. And if it's the blood of Christ, then whatever it is that had bordered the previous generations as a result of their own biological descent, tonight we introduce that new blood. That covenant will speak for us so that we can break that trend in Jesus' name. That those who said it would never work for you, they will have to, willingly or unwillingly, come and celebrate with you. Because they never thought it was possible. But I'm convinced that God will speak for someone tonight. I'm convinced that God will speak for someone tonight. And this is what we are going to do. Now, when this dropped in my spirit, I kept saying, God, but this is strange. I've never done this before. But when I walked into this meeting, I just felt that freedom in my spirit. And frankly, I've not done this before in the manner in which we are going to do it, but we will. Now, this is what we are going to do. As I said to you, we are going to spend this time in prayer on a number of things. But the way it's going to work is this. When we start to pray, normally when I'm praying, just so that you're used to it, if you don't know, I'll share a scripture so that we stand on it to pray. Okay? It will flow. But this is what we're going to do. Whilst we are praying about those things, if anyone connected to this service, those of you who are here in person, this one will not work for those who are online, but as we pray together regarding that thing, if you sense that you need to be prayed for concerning it, don't wait for me to call anything. I'm not going to make any calls. You just make your way. Whilst you are here, I'll pray for you. And then you can go back and join the rest of the prayer. Is that okay? So I'm not going to be going through saying those who are this and this come for those. Or that. No. We are going to be praying. But as we are praying, there are things we are going to touch on. And you know that this one is me. Just come forward. We pray. And then once we've done that, you go back and we continue to pray. I hope that is okay with you. That's why I said usually I don't do that. Normally I'm either calling people and ministering to them or we are praying corporately. But tonight we'll combine the two. Praise God. Tonight we will combine the two. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? The scripture says in Numbers 23, verse 23. Scripture says in Numbers 23, verse 23, it says, for there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what the Lord has done. I want you to understand something. Tonight, as we get ready to pray, I want you to indulge me a bit. As I said, you know, I'm feeling free. I prefer when we are praying that we stand. So if you can stand, you can stand. If you can't stand, you are free to sit down. So those of you who are young and able, stand. Praise God. You can stand to your feet, look at the scriptures, and we pray. Praise God. So you are free to stand right now. Every person, every single person in this place, someone who is single, who desires to get married, they've been doing all the right things. We've been praying. They've been doing all the right things. But for some reason, we have this long delay that we cannot explain. Tonight, you and I are going to come into agreement. We are going to declare that there is no any demonic covenant that is speaking against them. We cancel it in Jesus' name. For there is no sorcery against Jacob. Jesus. There is no divination against Israel. Jesus. That it will be said of that person. That day will come when it will be said, oh, see what the Lord has done. Because that thing will be turned around in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to lift up your voice tonight,
Jesus,
and come against any covenant that is speaking
in the name
speaking
of Jesus.
Against the marriage of that brother,
Jesus,
against the marriage of that sister.
Jesus.
They have done everything right, yet they cannot make any progress.
Jesus.
Tonight, in the name of Jesus,
name
we
of
declare
Jesus.
Any demonic covenant that is speaking against them, we
Jesus.
Break his hold in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We break his hold in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We break his hold in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We declare right now that yoke that has kept them, that yoke that has attached them to the wrong things,
the
we destroy that yoke in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord.
Lift up your
Zabrando,
voice and begin to pray right now.
Zabrando,
lift up your voice and begin to pray right now.
Zabrando,
we come against every demonic covenant. We come against every demonic covenant. We come against every demonic covenant that is speaking against them. In the name of Jesus, we declare today, any demonic covenant speaking against that brother, speaking against that sister, today we break that hold in the name of Jesus. We break that hold in the name of Jesus. We break that hold in the name of Jesus. We break that hold in the name of Jesus. We break that hold in the name of Jesus. We declare right now that covenant is annulled. That demonic covenant is canceled by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, that demonic covenant is canceled. Reba baba baba debro sitande lomi ke santare bro sande. That demonic covenant is canceled in the name of Jesus. Mai kata debro sitande lomba yada debro sitande reba baba ki sotande lomba yada debro sitande I kabro sitande. We declare today there is no divination, there is no sorcery that will work any longer against that brother, against that sister, in the name of Jesus. Aba debreke sota, loba yada brositande, rema yakata debrosi, lima da debreke sotande. We break that hold right now, in the name of Jesus. We break that hold right now, in the name of Jesus. I stand in agreement with everyone connected to the service tonight. Tonight, any demonic covenant that is speaking against you, I break that hold in the name of Jesus. Make brosatai, lobaya brositade, marebaya da brosanda. Any demonic covenant that is speaking against you, we break that hold tonight in the name of Jesus. Ama de brekesotai, lobaya da da baba de brosande. Roba bade karibro satade. In the name of Jesus. Likata brosite brosite. Any negative pattern
Jesus.
That has run through your family.
Jesus.
That seems to be a pattern of people not being able to marry.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight, by the blood of Jesus, we cancel
Jesus.
That pattern.
Yes, Lord.
By the blood of Jesus,
Jesus,
we bring that negative trend to an end.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
A new thing
Jesus.
You will do in the life of my sister.
Jesus.
A new thing you will do in the life of my brother.
Jesus.
I stand in agreement with everyone connected to this service
in the name
tonight.
Of Jesus.
Anyone that has been subject to that negative trend,
in the name
tonight
of Jesus.
We set you free.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That yoke is destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
That yoke is destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
We nullify that covenant in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We nullify that covenant
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. From today,
in the name of Jesus,
any covenant that is manifesting itself in dreams in your life, that whenever anyone comes close to starting a relationship, certain series, a pattern of dreams appear in your life, and before you realize, everything fizzles out. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we cancel it. We bring it to an end in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, we bring it to an end right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As we continue to pray tonight, there is an attack on the body of Christ, an attack on both single and married people.
Jesus.
And that attack needs to stop.
Jesus.
I read the scripture and we are going to pray because it's a very serious attack. Paul said to the Ephesians, Ephesians 5, from verse 2 up to verse 4, he said, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Then he says in verse 3, "But fornication and on all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints." It should not even be mentioned amongst us as is fitting for saints. "Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks." However, there seemed to be a storm of all sorts of attacks on married people, on single people, all sorts of scandals that of a sexual nature attacking people.
Jesus.
Tonight we are going to push back that dark cloud.
In the name of Jesus.
That is not our portion in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
We are going to push back that dark cloud.
Yes,
it
Lord.
It should not become almost a standard amongst the people of God. That, oh, that one has fornicated, that one has run up, that is not our portion. He says, let it not even be named. It should not even be mentioned amongst us. Let alone for us to spend all our time dealing with it. And to make matters worse, he says, fornication and all uncleanness. When the people of God get to a point where they are busy debating how far is too far, you know we have a problem. Because now we are trying to now basically argue the different grades of uncleanness. Which one is really acceptable? Which one is not? Since when did that become our focus? We push back that dark cloud.
Jesus.
Tonight I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to lift up your voice. We are going to pray on behalf of the entire church.
Jesus.
Anyone who is fighting that battle,
Jesus,
whether married or single,
Jesus,
tonight we push back that cloud in the name of Jesus. Jesus. We push back that cloud in the name of Jesus. Jesus. We refuse to labor under that affliction. We come against that dark cloud in the name of Jesus.
The
attack of sexual sin on both single and married, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that dark cloud in the name of Jesus. We declare today, the attack of lust, the hold is broken. The attack of lust, the hold is broken. The hold of lust on married people, on single people, it is broken in the name of Jesus. We push back that dark cloud. We push back that dark cloud. We push back that cloud in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray tonight. Ikabrosate, lobaba soprode, ikasoprode, lema sotande. The attack by the demon of lust. We pray.
break your hold. We break your hold over everyone connected to the service. We declare right now, let it not be one's name amongst us. We push back. We push back the cloud in the name of Jesus. We push back the cloud in the name of Jesus. We push back the cloud in the name of Jesus. We push back the cloud in the name of Jesus. Ikabrosate, lomaya tebrosate, reba ya dobri kesanta, lomaya tababakusate. We push back the cloud in the name of Jesus. Ikabrosota dereboshi.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight we come against that demon of lust.
Jesus.
Every hold on any person connected to this service.
Jesus.
We break it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Anyone connected to this service, married or single.
Jesus.
Who is laboring under the control of the demon of lust.
Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Ghost, we break that hold right now in the name of Jesus. Father, set them free.
Jesus.
Set that brother free.
Jesus.
Set that sister free.
Jesus.
We break the hold of that addiction right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every hidden sin,
Jesus,
that is tormenting that brother,
Jesus,
tonight we break the hold.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Break the hold.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Break that hold.
In the name of Jesus.
We break that hold.
In the name of Jesus.
We break that hold. In the name of Jesus. We break that hold.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. There are people connected to this service who've been fighting secret battles.
Jesus.
They have tried their very best.
Jesus.
Time and time and time and time again. They have tried their very best. Yet still, they are in some form of bondage to these things. Tonight, there shall be deliverance.
Jesus.
Because those who call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
In the name of Jesus.
In Mount Zion there shall be deliverance.
Jesus.
Whether married or single. There are people who mistakenly think those who are married cannot be bound by sexual sin. It can happen. It can happen and it can destroy people's homes. There are people who are married that are bound by pornography. And he can destroy their homes. Tonight there will be deliverance in Jesus' name. I want you and I together, we are going to lift up our voices and we are going to pray.
Jesus.
We are going to call upon the Lord to bring deliverance into the life of anyone who is laboring under an affection, is laboring under an affliction, laboring under an addiction,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
name of
that
Jesus.
That hold would be broken.
Jesus.
The people have tried their best, but they cannot help themselves. Tonight, Lord, we pray,
Jesus.
Let there be deliverance,
Jesus.
Lord. 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 Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Anyone in bondage, anyone in bondage, anyone in bondage, anyone in bondage, let there be deliverance. 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 Let there be deliverance in the name of Jesus. Any form of bondage. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and let's pray. Father, we call upon your name. Ikabro Sunday. Lo baba baba debu Santa. Le baba baba yebu Santa. Re baba baba debu Santa. Re baba baba zebu Santa. Le karababa deya. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Mikatada brusa tere brusa tai. Lo baba 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 tere brusa tai. Re baba 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 tere brusa tere brusti. Le baba 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 tere brusa tade. Le baba 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 tere brusa tai. Let there be deliverance, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, we break that yoke. We break that yoke. We break that yoke. Now, in Jesus' name. Remakaso Bruce Brande, Niketa Brosande, Lemaya de Brusande, Father, let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. That yoke is broken. 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 In the name of Jesus, that yoke is broken. That yoke is broken. Right now, we break that yoke. We set you free in Jesus' name. Maki sobra kata da brositade, Mariba baba kesi ketere broi, Lord breaki santai. We break the yoke now in the name of Jesus. Niketa da baba debro, lemba baba di brosanda. Father, we set them, free, free in the name of Jesus. Free, free. Free, free in the name of Jesus. Let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Let that yoke, let that yoke, let that yoke be broken now in the name of Jesus. Let that yoke be broken right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, let that yoke be broken.
In the name of Jesus,
break that yoke now. In the name of Jesus, let that yoke be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus, let that yoke be broken.
Right now,
let that yoke be broken.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Mari mama matare broshi, lo maya dabra suteke, lo baba deya. In the name of Jesus, we set you loose now.
In the name of Jesus. Now.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we set you loose. We set you loose. We set you loose. We set you loose. Now, 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 now. In the name of Jesus, we set you loose. In the name of Jesus, set you loose. In the name of Jesus, set you loose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Karababoshe brandare. Power of God, set you free.
Jesus.
Now,
Jesus.
Now,
Jesus.
Now, now. Now, now, in the name of Jesus, Makita Karebro City, lift up your voice and continue to pray that there shall be deliverance. There shall be deliverance. There shall be deliverance. Nikata Brakeso Prekita Rebo Shebrai. Power of God, right now, from the top of the head, right down to the soles of the feet, in the name of Jesus. Marima Mateki Rebro Satere. Lobayi Bro Sitadere. That yoke is broken. It is broken. It is broken. In the name of Jesus. Makite brosi takara brosi. La mama mama de briso tarebre. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of the
Lord Jesus.
We are still praying, people of God. We are still praying.
Yes.
It is not a time to watch anything. We are still praying.
Jesus.
As we are led by God, we will flow.
Jesus.
In the name of 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 Jesus. There are people who are laboring under deception.
Jesus.
Tonight we have to deal with that deception.
Jesus.
It's the worst thing that is happening in the body of Christ. And Paul, as if he knew, he already told the Ephesians. The same scripture that we're reading, Ephesians 5, it continues in verse 5 and 6 in Ephesians 5 and says, "For this you know, that no fornicator or unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." Then he says in verse 6, "Let no one deceive you." Let no one deceive you with what? empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. The reason why some people are comfortably living in sin is that they have come under deception, that they can live anyhow and be in the faith, because the grace of God covers everything. What we sometimes call among Bible scholars as extreme grace has now crept in and created an imbalance. And people are living anyhow and justifying it with deception from empty words. It's even more dangerous than the sin itself. Because it suits your conscience that I can continue to live like that. The only problem is that when are you going to find out that that's not the right way to live? Surely it will be too late. Tonight, may that hold of deception be broken.
Jesus.
May that hold of deception be broken.
Jesus.
Somebody in this room, your community of friends, your close people you hang out with, you know that they live anyhow. And you've been tempted because they keep saying, after all, we are all fine. We all go to church. So I don't see what the fuss is about. Tonight, may the Lord deliver you.
Jesus.
Because it's the hold of deception that is on your mind. That hold, I want you to lift up your voice. We are going to pray. For everyone, that anyone who has been caught up by that deception, Jesus. May that hold be broken over Jesus. Their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Ma ike sobrade kositare. Lo bababa debri kesotade. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. That hold of deception is broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. That hold of deception is broken. In the name of Jesus. Ma debri kasata debrosh. Lemaya debra sotide. Romaya debababa kositade. That hold of deception is broken. In the name of Jesus. Mandi keribro satarebo. The hold of deception is broken in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
When I talk about deception, there's another form of deception that people ought to be delivered from. The psalmist puts it this way. Let me read it so that you understand that. Psalm 5. The psalmist says from verse 7. From verse 7, it says to verse 10. He said, but as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. How? Make your way straight before my face. Then he says in verse 9, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward parts is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. They flatter with their tongue. And then he makes a pronunciation. He said, pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. What do I mean by that deception? How can someone come to you, propose to you, you start a relationship 1 year down the line, when you are almost ready to do everything, that's when you discover that the person was already married. And all this while they've been lying. May God deliver you from that deception.
Jesus.
May God deliver you from deception.
Jesus.
Their mouth, their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with the tongue. They show up and present themselves as who they are not. Tonight, Lord, pronounce them guilty.
Jesus.
Expose them, Lord.
Jesus.
We cannot waste our life anymore on deceptive people.
Jesus.
May the Lord himself shine into that situation his light.
Jesus.
And expose the work of deception.
Jesus.
Expose the work of darkness.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
somebody
Jesus.
Lift up your voice and begin to pray. May the work of deception be exposed in the name of Jesus. Maki brake satare. Loma yada da brosipade. Loma ya brosipade. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your light, oh God, expose any form of darkness, any form of deception, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, Lord, may that web of darkness be exposed. May that web of darkness be exposed, in the name of Jesus. Any form of deception, in the name of Jesus, may the work of deception be exposed in the name of Jesus. Makatanda baba de brosande, leba baba baba de brositande, lo baba sita brosande. Set you free. In the name of Jesus, may that work of deception be exposed right now. In the name of Jesus, every work of deception, every work of deception. May the work of deception be exposed in the name of Jesus. There are
some people here who find themselves in some relationships you can't define. You sense that something may not be right, in the right place, but you are not quite sure. And you've been battling and been praying that God should open your eyes. If you are here, just join me here tonight. I want to pray for you very quickly within the time that we have. But there are some people like that around here in this room. Just join me very quickly. We are all praying together. Just join me quickly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I sense that the Lord wants to just shine his light on that situation. So that as we pray this prayer, within the next 1 month, what is hidden will come to light.
Jesus.
What is hidden will come to light.
Jesus.
What is hidden will come to light.
Jesus.
And when it comes to light, then remember this day. It may shock you when it comes to light, but it is God who's trying to deliver you. Please just move closer a bit. Move closer a bit. Those of you in front, move closer a bit. And just lift up your hand. Just raise your hand. That's all. Just raise your hand. That's all I want you to do. Oh, shine your light, Lord. Shine your light, Lord. Shine your light, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let's stretch forth our hands towards them and begin to pray. Ah, shine your light, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shine your light in that situation. In the name of Jesus, Mikere Baba, Reba Baba Baba Baba, stand in agreement in the name of Jesus. Epa antalaba, Raba Badosa, Ikatosa Branda, Ipalala Badosa, Raba Dosa Dabaha, Ikatosa Branda. Ikatosa branda katosa, ipatosa branda, rapapatisa branda, ipalala patosa, ikatosa branda, ipalaba. Shine your light in that situation right now. Shine it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Shine it, shine it, shine it, shine it, in the name of Jesus. 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 Shine that light right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, shine your light in that situation. Now, in the name of Jesus, any form of deception is exposed. Any form of deception is exposed. Any form of deception is exposed. Any form of deception is exposed right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Reveal. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Just lift up your hands unto the Lord right now. Oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Order our steps, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Order our steps, Lord.
Jesus.
We cannot live by trial and error. Order our steps, Lord.
Order our steps, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, begin to speak to him right now. That he will order your steps. 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 He will order your steps.
Oh God, you will order our steps. You will order our steps according to your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Order my steps in the name of God.
Direct us, oh God.
Order our steps. Order my steps. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
order my steps, Lord.